Hello, welcome to the Sound of Economics podcast from Bruegel, the Brussels-based economic policy think tank. I'm Sean Gibson. Joining me for this instalment is Bruegel director Guntram Wolf. Today we're going to go through the German coalition agreement, specifically what it might mean for Europe. Now, if we begin with a broad look at the European chapter of the coalition agreement, what is your assessment, Guntram?
Well, I think overall it's a positive. It strikes a positive note on Europe. It has positive language on Europe, but there's a great deal of continuity also in this chapter. It's about Europe being of central importance for Germany, important for German stability, Germany being well anchored in Europe. And it's about broadly the same policy strategy on all the different files that we have seen in the last years. So I would say my overall assessment is it's really a matter of continuity compared to the previous government.
What does the agreement say about the EU budget and the ongoing Eurozone fiscal affairs?
Well, on the EU budget, it says something that many people in Brussels will like, namely that Germany is ready to contribute more to the EU budget. Now, that in a sense, most people have actually expected, because after Brexit, there will be a gap, a hole in the EU budget. And so Germany states that it's ready to fill that hole, at least to some extent. Now, there's no hard number given here, and so there's still room for a lot of negotiation. But what is interesting is also that as regards the EU budget, Germany has insisted that it wants to ensure that cohesion funds and structural funds to be paid also to mid-income regions and high-income regions. So in other words, one of the reform plans that has been discussed here in Brussels, namely to cut cohesion funds for the richer regions and focus them on the really needed regions, that seems to be ruled out by the German coalition agreement. More broadly, on the Eurozone fiscal affairs, I think there's basically great continuity. So fiscal rules shall apply. The Stability and Growth Pact remains the anchor of fiscal policy making in Europe. And so I would say there overall no big change compared to the previous government.
Is there specific reference in the agreement to the ESM, the European Stability Mechanism?
Well, so the coalition agreement foresees to transform the ESM into some form of a European Monetary Fund. It's unclear what that European Monetary Fund does differently from the ESM, but the coalition partners have made very clear that yes, they are ready that the European Parliament takes some parliamentary control of it, but that cannot in any case, in any way, infringe on the rights of the Bundestag, so of the German Parliament. So the key issue here is namely parliamentary control. The Bundestag has made it very clear, and the coalition makes it very clear, that the Bundestag is not ready and not able to give up on its veto on any lending decision that the ESM may take. So in the end of the day, when it comes to money, there's no transfer of power from the Bundestag to the European level. The Bundestag remains fully in charge.
And how about more social policy? Where does the coalition agreement make its focus there?
Well, I think the most interesting and positive statement there is that Germany wants to work with France on setting and defining a common consolidated corporate tax base and a minimum rate tax rate that applies to the companies. And that is, I think, a very strong signal which could lead to quite some action at the European level in terms of corporate taxation. Now, the other statements on social policy are more in the realm of, a posted workers directive, fighting youth unemployment. There is a lot of, again, continuity to what we've seen before. I think the most significant element here is the corporate tax base.
Now, what might the coalition agreement mean beyond Germany for Germany's relations with other EU members?
Well, I think the key question here that the coalition partners have been pondering and thinking about is what to do about the rule of law, what to do about multi-speed in Europe. So coalition talks about the relations with Poland, the relations with France, and the relations with UK. All three are mentioned. The UK, I think it strikes a positive note towards the UK and would like to have positive relations with the UK post-Brexit. Now, as regards friendship with France, it's central. It appears several times in the whole document, and I think it's a sign that and it says so explicitly that Germany is ready to move ahead only with France on different integration matters if there is no consensus among the 27 EU member states. So we have an element of multi-speed here in the sense that Germany is ready to move ahead in a smaller group of partners without with France and without the others. So that's I think a significant development. And lastly, Germany is pondering on what is the best response to the Polish rule of law issue. On the one hand, there's a strong insistence on the rule of law, democracy, which I think is an important and a right accent that the coalition agreement is setting. On the other hand, there's a clear statement about friendship with Poland, the Weimar Triangle, collaboration Poland, Germany, France. So I think at the end of the day, one can see that they have really been struggling on what is the best response to the ongoing political developments in Poland.
Well, thank you very much, Gunström. That brings us to the end of the podcast. We've been very glad to have you listening to The Sound of Economics. If you log onto our website, www.bruegel.org, you'll find more of Bruegel's work, including blogs and papers written by our scholars, and indeed previous episodes of this podcast, all available for your perusal. I hope you'll join us next time for The Sound of Economics. Until then, bye-bye.